From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. A Kansas man who is fighting deportation to his native Bangladesh for overstaying his visa has been given a reprieve until at least the year 2022. Syed Jamal of Lawrence, Kansas, had the first hearing of his recently reopened case yesterday in immigration court in Kansas City. Judge Glenn Baker said he would review whether Jamal qualified for certain forms of deportation relief, and he set the next hearing for April 2022, according to the Lawrence Journal World. Jamal is applying for two ways to remain in the U.S., one through a cancellation of removal and the other through asylum. Immigrants who have been living in the U.S. for 10 years with no disqualifying convictions can qualify for cancellation of removal. Asylum applies to refugees who can demonstrate they have been persecuted or fear they will be persecuted in their native land. Missouri's Republican Senator-elect Josh Hawley has tapped his campaign manager to be his chief of staff. Hawley today announced he's picked Kyle Plotkin for the job. Plotkin previously served as chief of staff for former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. Hawley is currently serving as Missouri's attorney general. He unseated Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill in the November 6th midterm elections. He leaves office in January to join the U.S. Senate. Hawley also today announced he's tapped his chief of staff in the attorney general's office, Daniel Hartman, to be his state director. Hartman managed Hawley's 2016 campaign for attorney general. A new report says as much as $1.5 billion needs to be spent on Missouri's higher education institutions to complete a backlog of maintenance projects. The Missouri Department of Higher Education says in the report that the problems include cracked and peeling paint, water-damaged ceilings and walls, buckling floor tiles, aging plumbing, and elevators that no longer meet code. The last time a similar review was conducted was the year 2009. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports part of the problem for all the state schools stems from a state law limiting tuition from being raised above the rate of inflation. That leaves individual schools to rely on the state for added infrastructure costs. But in recent years, state funding for higher education institutions has declined significantly. A St. Louis hospital says at least one employee has been fired for violating a policy requiring flu vaccination. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the policy prompted a protest yesterday outside Mercy South Medical Center in St. Louis. The protest organizer says the fired employee is a nurse who had been granted a religious exemption from the annual flu shot while working for St. Anthony's Medical Center before it was acquired by Mercy this year. Mercy implemented its flu shot policy in 2016. The hospital said in a statement that most requests for medical or religious exemptions were granted. Employees whose exemptions were declined were notified this week. More than two-thirds of hospitals in the United States require their employees to get flu shots. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.